principals are aware of the challenges with implementation fidelity. One of the problems is there's such a high turnover in programs in schools. We really don't give them, for the most part, time to figure out if they work well or not, because in education we have a tendency to always go for the greatest and the latest. So in some cases, fidelity is not even an option. It's all in according to how long you stick with something. For those things that do have what I call stickability, it's important to have a plan, and you can't just say, this is what we're doing, this is the direction we're going in. You have to have a plan on how you're going to choose the program, implement the program, evaluate the program, the supports that will be offered, and have specific benchmarks and checkpoints to make sure that the expectations are clearly established and followed through on. Fidelity of implementation also requires monitoring. A lot of times in schools, they're not successful because the monitoring piece is out of place. And then you have to explain to the teachers or your staff that you're not monitoring to check on them, or you're not monitoring them to catch them doing bad. You're actually monitoring to make sure that the program is giving them an opportunity for a greater level of success. Sometimes with fidelity of implementation, the challenge is that there's not an understanding at the classroom level. So we have to make sure that there's ongoing training to make sure that the teachers have opportunities to clarify their understanding of what the expectations are, what the actual end result will be, and then what the product from that individual class or individual student would be.